Hey guys, welcome to We're Reading Dirty Books. This is our special podcast, or our special series of We're Talking Fantasy Football. This is Saylet, and I've got my husband Daniel with me.
Howdy, folks.
Kalina couldn't make it to our very early morning recording. We didn't have a chance to like get together this weekend and record. It was our 4-year-old birthdays parties. What am I saying?
They're five.
I know, but they're not five until tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
So, anyway, I woke up like 4 minutes ago. We need to get this recording out. So we are going to talk to you guys real quick about the finals, the playoffs.
Playoffs.
The championships, which Daniel and I are both in.
Yes.
So real quick, we're just going to name off the eight teams that are in the playoffs, which is us, who is Bitch Slap. Kalina and I, we're in first place, and we're playing All In Bitches, which is John. Then we've got Rigo versus Dan.
Yep.
Peter versus Chris. And Ben versus Vu. Which, I mean, sorry, Vu, but Ben's one player got 59 fucking points.
For all of those who had Derrick Henry on their bench, I bet they feel silly now.
Oh, God, I know.
Because Ben's killing it.
That's the most insane score I've ever seen in a single player.
He hasn't done much this year.
He made up for it in one game.
Yeah, and then killed it.
And he did it at the right time, like at the opportune time. Because, okay, I need you to explain to me how this works, because there's eight players, only first, second, and third win. So after this, the player from each set of
wins,
it'll be four teams, goes to the final, right? How does that work?
So they're still, we're playing this week.
Okay.
The winners of this will then be in the money, basically. So,
except for one team.
But all the winners will be able to play for money. So all the winners go into the next bracket. They play each other. The winners of the next week's final play for first and second. And the losers of next week's battle, they'll play for third.
That's next week.
So, yeah, next week,
we'll go into. Okay, so we only have, after today, we only have one more week left.
2 more weeks.
Okay, that's what I'm confused about.
Okay.
I know you just explained it, but I don't get it.
Okay.
Because it's only four going to the next team. Shouldn't it be playing for 1 and 2 and then 3 and 4?
So, they will be playing next week. The top four teams will play, right?
Uh-huh.
So, the two winners will play for first and second after next week.
Why?
The losers of next week will play for third.
But why isn't that just next week?
Because there'll be four players. So, if you have two winners, how do you know who's first or second? Unless they play.
I see what you're saying
now. Gotcha.
Okay. Sorry. That just took a lot of intense staring, guys, and trying to figure out what it was he was trying to say. So, I'm going to go ahead and post our roster up. This is going to be so short because, you know, I don't know. Hopefully, I'm channeling Kalina here. This is what we're going to say. I mean, it's really precarious for everybody because a lot of players on each team are injured. Like, AJ Green for us is on IR.
Odell Beckham's out. Kareem Hunt suspended. Gordon out.
Mm-hmm. Gordon's out. And Cam kept going back and forth between questionable and healthy. And
Connor's out.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just so many people out this week that your playoff hopes are hanging on your backups right now.
But I guess the good thing is that we are going to... every team is sort of going through that. Everybody's hurt on everyone's team. So,
and if you listen to this, Peter, you know OBJ is out. So figure it out.
Is he on his roster?
Yeah.
Or he's on? Oh no, Pete, get in there, because I'll tell you what. I'll give you my three favorites that I want to win. Of course, it's me and the other two Hemingways, and I know that they shut us out when we played them, but I forgive them. I forgive them if the football gods say, hey, girls, you guys get this win this year. So our prediction is to win. It's to beat John, but he's pretty scary. even though he's the last in the championship, I think it's been kind of hard for him, but he scooted through. And the rest of these guys, honey, you're predicted to lose, but I want you to pull through too.
I just might.
That's awesome. I hope so. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and post our roster on Facebook and, you know, whatever else we posted on. Sorry, this one was totally lame. And wish us good luck, guys. We are so close. Clean and I are so excited. We've never gotten this far before. You know, we really just want to get our name on that trophy and show the guys that the girls could do shit too. Yeah, football shit. Even though I had no idea still what anything is and how to run this team. We'll just catch you guys later.
Have a good one. Good luck for your playoffs.
Yes.